Welcome to the City of Refuge podcast, where our mission is to equip a diverse community of Christ followers to make him known.
Amen. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Good morning, City of Refuge. I am here stuck between two ferns as I bring you the message this morning. But it's really, really exciting to be with you this morning. I know this is different. We're all adjusting, but God remains on his throne. Our God is a God who sees us, he knows us, and he loves us. So let's go ahead and just start this morning with a quick check-in. I want to check in on you guys to see how you are doing. My brothers and sisters, children beloved by God, as you look at our world, as you watch the news, as you see things around in your neighborhood, how are you doing? How are you feeling? As we speak, a lot of you know the coronavirus continues to spread around the world. Some of us may feel anxious. Some of us look as the death toll rises, and we might feel like our world is a little chaotic right now. Some of us might feel scared. Panic might be settling in. Maybe you are somewhere between a wide spectrum of indifference and fear, right? For some of us, we're thinking, why is everybody freaking out? And others of us are thinking, why aren't people freaking out enough about this? As followers of Jesus, it's important for us to think often about how Christ calls us to respond in this. Is the response of a follower of Christ simply to be on one end of the spectrum or somewhere in between, either freaking out about things or not freaking out at all? Is the response of a follower of Jesus maybe something entirely different? A way that is honest and truthful about the storms that we are facing right now, but at the same time has unshakable hope about the future that we hope for in Jesus Christ, an unshakable hope in the person of Jesus Christ himself. Do we hope in a God who has the power, as we just sang, to quiet fear, to still the storms by any means necessary, supernaturally, or through modern medicine, or through social distancing? Do we believe in that God? Do we believe in that Jesus? Do we really believe that in this season, our faith in God is actually going to help us to triumph over fear? Well, one of the stories in Scripture that does such a great job of telling us how people who believe and follow Jesus Christ should respond in times of fear, it's found in the book of Mark chapter 4, from verse 35 through 41. Mark 4, 35 through 41. It's a story of Jesus calming a storm. So Jesus looks to his disciples after he has been healing and teaching the crowds. And he says to them, you know what? Come on, let's go over to the other side of the lake. They're going to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Now, the Sea of Galilee was located in a very, very fertile region of the country. Lots of warmth and humidity in that part of the country. But it was also a sea that was surrounded by mountains. Surrounded by mountains, which meant that it was very, very easy for hot winds to blow over the Sea of Galilee and to rise and to form storms very, very, very quickly. But Jesus tells his disciples, let's go over to the other side, because he had some work he wanted to do on the other side. And Jesus and his disciples get in this boat, a small fishing boat, mind you, as they're crossing this sea. And there are a few other boats that come with them, because people wanted to continue hearing Jesus teaching. So they follow Jesus in this boat. And as they're crossing the sea, the realities of the topography of the place begin to become apparent. A great storm that none of them saw coming was brewing. And they started to see small waves build and become medium-sized waves and become bigger waves that started to spill in the boat. Now, Jesus' disciples started to be afraid at this point. And they looked down to see what Jesus' reaction is. And there's my man sleeping on a cushion in the stern of the boat, sleeping in the middle of a storm. Now his disciples wake him up and they say, "Master, Master, don't you care if we drown? Don't you see the storm that is surrounding us? Don't you see the anxiety and the fear and the worry? Don't you see that we are about to perish? Jesus, teacher, don't you care?" I'm not going to lie, this week, I've asked that question a lot. Teacher, don't you care? God, where are you? God, can't you see what's going on in our world? You have the power to stop this. Why don't you just do that supernaturally? What is going on? Jesus, don't you care that we are about to drown? See, the rapid spread of this virus, it's scary. It makes us think a lot about our mortality as human beings. Today we are here, and tomorrow something as small as a virus could snuff us out. It changes the way that we live, the way that we interact with others. There's uncertainty on so many levels, and this spread of this virus has produced a storm in our world that produces fear and anxiety on so many different levels. See, some of us are looking at what's going on in our world and we're thinking, I have a compromised immune system. I've been fighting other diseases for many years. But this virus, if I get this sickness, will I be able to fight any longer? Some of us are looking at what's going on in our world and we're thinking, man, will people discriminate against me because of my race, or my nationality, or my age? Some of us are looking and we're saying, is my job secure? Will I lose my job? And indeed, some of us have already lost our jobs because of what's going on. Will I lose money that I have invested in a stock market that was booming just a couple weeks ago, and now is crashing and falling faster than anything falling from the sky? Some of us are medical professionals, and at this point, we have to choose to go into work because our patients are depending on us, because society is depending on us. And we wonder, will I be exposed to this virus? Will I be exposed to this virus? Some of us are friends of spouses, friends and spouses of people who are like that. And we wonder, as our folks and our loved ones go out to work, how is it that they will come back? Will they come back healthy? Will they come back sick? And if projections are true, everything that we hear is that there's a storm that's brewing and it's about to get worse. More people are going to get sick. More people are going to pass from this virus. Jesus, don't you care? Teacher, don't you care? Master, don't you care? I was reading this week an article by Andy Crouch. And in moments like this, he says anxiety is natural and it sets in. But one thing that he does that I found very helpful is he gives this really simple definition for anxiety. He says that anxiety is imagining a future without Jesus in it. Anxiety is imagining a future without Jesus in it. It's why the disciples were afraid as the waves were pouring over their ship, because they did not see Jesus, the Savior of the world, the one who has power to still the storm. And so their boat really did not have Jesus in it. As we walk in our world, worry sets in when we think of a world without Jesus in it. And that's when anxiety starts to creep in. Things might get worse, but anxiety and worry and panic set in when we think about things getting worse in a world without Jesus Christ in it. Lisa Sharon Harper writes this: what should be the Christian response to this anxiety and the fear of this storm? See, we can respond by letting our fears of loss take over, or we can respond by actually naming that fear. Then we can exercise faith by opening up space for God to show us the possibilities. In time, the fears will shrink and the possibilities will grow. This needs to be the response of anybody who follows Jesus Christ across the lake and into the midst of a storm. We know that Jesus Christ, when we allow and open up space for him to work, will calm our fears, silence our anxiety, and actually show us possibilities of what could be. We, as followers of Jesus Christ, should never let go of imagining what the future and the next couple weeks and months can be like without Jesus. We need to always hold on to Jesus and know that whatever happens over the next couple weeks, over the next couple months, we need to always imagine the possibilities with Jesus in our boat. With Jesus in our boat, we do not have to be afraid of the storm. With Jesus in our boat, we do not have to be anxious about our lives. With Jesus in our boat, we will cross over to the other side. See, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is in our boat. Jesus Christ, the Lord of all creation, the one who has the power to calm the storm and calm the raging seas, whether that's outside of us or the raging seas in our minds and in our hearts, that Jesus Christ is in your boat. Jesus Christ, the one who is able to speak into the storm and the winds and the waves run out of breath, that Jesus Christ is in your boat. Jesus Christ, the one who was able to look to his disciples and calm their anxiety and fear with just simple words to the storm, that Jesus Christ is in our boat. And that Jesus Christ does not dismiss our fear. That Jesus Christ does not diminish the fact that we are going through a storm. He never said to his disciples, "What storm are you talking about? There are no winds, there are no waves." Jesus Christ did not diminish that the storm was real and that the storm was powerful. But Jesus Christ showed that he was sovereign and even more powerful than the storm that his disciples were facing. And so he asked them, after calming the storm with small words, words that you only speak to a child, "Hush, be still." He looks to his disciples and calms their fears and asks them, "Why are you afraid? Have you forgotten who is in the boat with you? Have you forgotten the person who just healed people with demon possession? Have you forgotten the person who cleaned unclean spirits? Have you forgotten the Son of Man and the one who has authority is in the boat with you? Have you forgotten that the one who is sovereign over all creation, the one who sees the storm and with a small word can say, 'Hush, be still,' is in the boat with you?" And as Jesus says these words and asks these questions to his disciples, as the winds and the waves obey him, as they stand in awe, he asks, "Do you not have faith?" Faith not in their ability and their trust, but do you not have faith in the person who is with you? You see, the strength of our faith, church, as we go through storms, is not in our ability to trust God. The strength of our faith is in the fact that Jesus, the object of our faith, is stronger than anything and any emotion that we will feel in this season. Jesus, the object of our faith, sits high above every storm that we will go through. Jesus is stronger than the coronavirus. Jesus is stronger than sickness. Jesus is stronger than an economic crash. Jesus is stronger than our fear and our worry. Jesus reigns supreme. You see, Jesus is still our teacher. Jesus is still showing us how his followers should act and respond in a time like this. Not with anxiety, but with action. You see, we're not called to react with anxiety and doubt. We are called to respond with faith and trust. And so as we ask the same questions, the disciples asked that question of Jesus. They said, "Who is this man that even the wind and the waves obey him?" And that question comes from a place of deep worldview. You see, in the ancient world, people thought about the sea and about storms as a place of chaos, a place where human beings didn't have control over, a place where only God himself stood supreme. The sea was a scary place, and a sea with a storm brewing over it was even scarier. And so as the disciples watched Jesus with just a few words tell the raging storm to hush, to be still, they're wondering and they're asking, "Who is this man? Even the winds and the waves obey him." Well, this man is our Savior. This man is our God. This man is our Redeemer. This man, Jesus Christ, is the one who has put our fear and our anxiety and our worry to death and has given us hope in their place. This Jesus is still the one who has power over all of creation, and he is in the boat with us. This Jesus is still leading us from where we are right now to the other side of this storm and of the lake. This Jesus is still the one who has power. Whether he chooses to do it supernaturally or through the wisdom and the expertise and the skill of doctors and nurses and care people and providers, this Jesus is the one who will calm our storm and lead us to the other side. So as followers of Jesus, dearly beloved by your God cares about what you're going through right now. You don't have to hide the way that you're feeling. Speak your anxiety and prayer to a God who can handle it. Speak your worry and praise to a God who can take that away from you. Pray, lament, grieve what's going on in our world, but respond with gratitude and thankfulness for a God who will never leave us and never forsake us. A God who will never abandon this ship. A God who is with us and a God who is powerful enough, who is not surprised by anything we face. A God who does not give anxiety, but moves us to loving action. That is the God we worship. Truly, faith continues to triumph over fear. We have a certain thing in our culture, right? We talk about, hey, you know what? You do you. And a lot of times in this period of storms, we've seen how it's very easy for us to move towards selfishness instead of service. This isn't a time for followers of Jesus to just do what's right for them. We need to constantly be thinking about our neighbors. How do we love God passionately and still continue to compassionately love our neighbors in this season? How do we still be wise about what we need to do to make sure we're protecting each other while at the same time continuing to serve the world that God has called us to? God, with Jesus in our boat, is leading us faithfully, without fear and anxiety, to rule and to dominate us to the other side. Jesus Christ is with us. He is in our boat. Faith in Jesus Christ will always triumph over fear of our circumstances. The God who calmed the storms over the raging seas is calming the storms in your minds and in your hearts this morning. And that is why we can say with confidence, with writers of an old hymn, how firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord, is laid in your faith in his excellent word. What more can I say than to you, Christ has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee and help thee and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of sorrow shall not overflow. For I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify thee, thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. In down the old age all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. And then when gray hairs shall their temples adorn, like lambs they shall still in my bosom be born. The soul that on Jesus had leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no never, no never forsake. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no never, no never forsake. These are the promises that God has given us in Jesus Christ from all ages. They are not different now than they were to his disciples in that boat. All of us can trust in Jesus because Jesus is strong enough to quiet our storms and to lead us to the other side of the lake. So remember that Jesus Christ is in the boat with us. He will never abandon this ship. He brings calm over our chaos. He brings peace over our panic. He brings wisdom over our worry. He brings loving action over our anxiety. He inspires faith in us over our fear. He will get us through this storm. He will bring us to the other side. Trust him, because he says to the storms of our life, peace, be still. It is so sweet to trust that Jesus, the one who can calm our storms, and the one who says to us, my child, peace, be still. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bring you this word. Amen.